Ontario votes in a provincial election on February 27, less than 3 years after the last time Ontarians went to the polls in June 2022. Toronto Today's coverage area includes six ridings: Davenport, Parkdale, High Park, Spadina, Fort York, Toronto Centre, University, Rosedale, Toronto, Danforth. All six ridings elected New Democratic Party, NDP, candidates in the last election, but within the neighborhoods of each riding, there is a lot of local nuance. The ridings are divided up into 307 local poll areas, subdivisions of ridings that represent a few hundred voters in a neighborhood or large residential building. Mapping trends within each poll area provides the most detailed look at how neighborhoods voted, as far as existing data will allow. In the maps below, hover over a polling area for local results and the name of the polling place. The following map is a look at the overall winner in each poll area. As shown, there is overwhelming support for the NDP. The exceptions are downtown, in a pocket at the north end of Davenport, southwest of Eglinton and Dufferin, in Rosedale and in Yorkville. The Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario, PC, won only two neighborhood polls, as distinct from those that serve a single residential building. Mapping the results for each party by local poll area gives a much more nuanced picture of how neighborhoods voted across Toronto in 2022. The PCs have five areas of strength, each riding other than Spadina. Fort York has one local area in which the PCs have a base of support. These are areas near the Humber, the Central Core, the more East York parts of the East End, Rosedale and Yorkville, and the northern parts of Davenport near Eglinton. The Green Party of Ontario shows strong support in University, Rosedale. This may be a one-off reflection of Diane Sachs's very strong Green campaign in the riding during that election. Sachs has since been elected to Toronto City Council. The Ontario Liberal Party map has some things in common with the PC one, notably its strength in Rosedale and Yorkville. One difference is the solid block of strength across socioeconomic groups in Toronto Centre, in the downtown and east downtown. Of the six ridings, Kristen Wong Tam's NDP victory was the narrowest. This is seen, inverted, on the NDP map. If you squint, it's almost the photo negative of the PC map. The NDP's greatest strengths are in the west end out to roughly High Park, and the east end roughly south of the Danforth.